You know, we've been blessed around here, around this community of faith, with a whole lot of babies. They're just popping out from all over the place. Pardon the pun there. Sorry. But no, we've had over the last little while, month and a half, and even within the last 10 days, just babies galore. Ellen and Scott had their baby. Some of you may have heard Rosemary. And we've had Olivia. We've had Delphine. We've had Ariane. And we've had Adelaide. And it's very interesting when we hear those names, people say, oh, I know somebody who's related to that. But do we ever think about the meaning of those names? Olive from Olive Tree, actually, which is associated with peace. That's what that name means. Adelaide is one of a noble kind. That's the meaning of that name. Rosemary, sea dew, but if I say that, you're going to think of fun on the water. It's the dew of the sea, the mar in Latin, the dew of the sea. Delphine is woman from Delphi, and the Greeks understood Delphi to be the womb of the earth, the birthing place, as it were. And Ariane means most holy. Interesting, the names and their meanings, don't you think? My own name, Anthony, I kind of look a little bashful now, means worthy of praise. But I didn't have any role in naming myself, did I? So don't be jumping to any conclusions. The truth of the matter is that I really honestly do not feel that I live into or up to that name. There's much about me, much that I do is not praiseworthy. But you know, today we come to celebrate and give thanks for one who honors the meaning of their name. One who is filled with integrity and consistency. This one is named Jesus. This one is named Yeshua, the one who will save, God to the rescue. This one is also named Emmanuel. Means literally in Hebrew, God is with us. You supply the verb. There's no verb in the phrase, but it is God is with us. And this has been an enduring commitment of this one named this way. For the story that we have today is about Joseph. Luke's story focuses around the Christmas news from Mary's perspective. Here we have Joseph's perspectives, as it were. Joseph is a righteous man, we're told, a just man, an honorable man. According to the marriage processes and the customs in ancient Israel in the time of Jesus' birth, betrothal was a legally binding commitment. It was not today people get engaged and so forth. That is why the language in this text says that if he were to put her away, he sought to divorce her. It was legally binding even before they took up house together. It was an arrangement between families. It was serious. And so discovering her to be pregnant was scandalous in that custom and to him as a just man. But his compassion and his love for her overcame what was perhaps ordered by custom, for he feared for her well-being. And that is not an unjust or unfounded fear. It was possible and it was practice, I'm sorry to say, but it was practice in those days that women were stoned for adultery. But we know that's not only an ancient practice. Just 2 months ago, Shekina in Iran, the woman was scheduled to be stoned for adultery. It was a practice about which Joseph would have been fearful for Mary. What's interesting is that God intrudes into his life through a dream to his angel, his angelos, his messenger, and comes and tells Joseph, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for what is in her is conceived by the Spirit. What's very interesting is that Joseph awakes from the dream after having this news and this startling reassurance and invitation to act against custom, to act against impulse, to act against perhaps the best thing for his reputation. And it's interesting that it says, the text says, when he woke up, he went and did as the angel commanded. In time management, this is called eating your frog. Doing the hardest thing first thing in the morning. As soon as he woke up, he heeded those invitations. And this, I think, is a model for us, an invitation for us. Do not be afraid to take her as your wife, because this child is Yeshua. This child is the way in which God, who is with us, is going to save the world. And this is not anything new. For Joseph's namesake in the ancient text, in the First Testament, is also one about whom we discover God is at work. For this Joseph in ancient Egypt, you remember Jacob going to see his lost son, is told by God, "Do not be afraid to go down into Egypt, for I will make of you a great nation and I will bring you up." This is a God who continually promises to be with us. The psalmist in Psalm 80 verse 2 says, "God, come and save us." Well, this God has been about the business of saving and about the business of resident taking up with us. This is the God with us. And so I want to offer to you an invitation. An invitation today to trust God and the name of God's beloved at face value. Do not be afraid this season of Christmas to be the first one to take steps to its forgiveness in your family. Do not be afraid of the chemotherapy under which you are undergoing now. Do not be afraid of the new job situation into which you find yourself. Do not be afraid to take the courage necessary to speak of the abuse. Do not be afraid to walk away from that which is unhealthy and unholy. Do not be afraid, because this God who is with us challenges that fear, challenges the paralysis that comes from being afraid. This God who is with us will save you from that which is wrong. This God is a God with us. This God honors His name. This God is true to His identity. Unlike us, who do not always live up to the meaning of our names, this God does. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Amen.